Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We're broadcasting great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And coming soon to Orlando and Cape Canaveral and Melbourne and Fernandina Beach. Coming soon. And Volusia County, too. Can't wait. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as it does every day, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That would be our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our bulk mail center drivers out there hauling the mail to the post offices. And we had lunch with one of those guys yesterday. How about that? And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. Plus, let's not forget our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers, too, out there delivering. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. It's all Captain's America. Captain, add an S to it, America. And, of course, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right. And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is back with us, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great articles that she puts out there. Good morning again.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. All right.
It's raining.
Yeah, a little bit. And at least it's not as cold as what it was when we had the last rain. Boy. Miserable.
Yes, and by, it was.
And by the way, special shout out to Cynthia. Hope you're feeling better there, kiddo. And I hope that music cheered you up a little bit. Now, we've got our speaker in waiting, I guess is what you'd call him, Kevin McCarthy. He was down on the border yesterday, El Paso, and he had quite a conversation down there. And basically, they told Mayorkas that he needs to turn in his resignation or they're going to impeach him.
Well, what's particularly interesting is he took a sizable delegation down there.
Yep.
Spent an awful lot of time with Border Patrol. And I did not know this, but I think in just recent weeks, I think they've had 3 Border Patrol commit suicide.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
And so that tells you just how bad their jobs really are.
Yep.
But he has said that, he's also posturing to get enough votes to become speaker. But for the sake of argument, let's say that he is speaker, they will hold hearings on all things immigration and the border, and they should. But what's really particularly fascinating is they're going to hold all the hearings at the border.
Good.
So those people that are on the committee or committees will have to travel to the border to be part of those committee hearings. Now, he has called for Mayorkas to resign, but let's also remember that Mayorkas is being protected by this White House.
Yep.
and by at least two czars, one being Kamala Harris, which I think is laughable, but the other is Cass Sunstein, who is the immigration czar. So he's called a Mayorkas 2 resign. Mayorkas 2, by the way, is a lawyer. So I would, at this point, also to be moving to have him disbarred because he's in violation not only of law but his oath. And if he does not resign, I don't know what time frame, that these hearings will be part of the basis to gather all of the reasons to have him impeached. So this is kind of a well-thought-out agenda that I think that Kevin McCarthy has.
Well, you know, Governor Greg Abbott is taking some flack for beefing up things on the border, and one of the things that he beefed up was the equipment and the personnel and the, that they're going to be using to patrol the border. They've been taking gunfire for quite a while from the cartels from across the border. They just start shooting at the Border Patrol and the Texas DPS and all that. So the governor decided, okay, here's what we'll do. We'll break out our APCs, which are the M113s, armored personnel carriers. You can put 10 people inside those, bulletproof and pretty much small explosive proof. We'll break out the M13s. We'll bring them out, and that's what we'll patrol the border with. And guess what? That's what they're going to start doing. And, of course, a lot of people are going, well, no, you militarized the border. It's not, you know, well, my God, it's not us that's having to do it. It's because of what the cartels are doing to us.
Well, I mean, the cartels are a military wing.
You bet.
But furthermore, the National Guard, in whatever form they've taken, they're at the border. So, I mean, that is military.
Yep.
The interesting thing is that he did a calculation, and given the current numbers that we are rolling with or experiencing with what is happening at that border, by the end of the Biden administration, let's say for sake of arguments in 2024, they estimate that there will be more than 20 million illegals that will have come across that border.
Correct.
in his presidential term. Now, you add that to the number of whatever the gotaways are, we don't know that, and those that are already here.
All right, hold that thought. We're coming back with more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. And, yep, we'll have a little bit more discussion about the border and things that are going on in the world in which we live in, including Ukraine.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Come on now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right there on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, thanks very much, Kyle Warren. We will take it right away, and this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Remember, Geico has been saving people money for over 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 26 million drivers. Now, if you've got a car, you've got a truck, maybe you've got a motorcycle, maybe you've got an ATV, a boat, or an RV, you can see what they can do to save you some money over there at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com is the website, or call them up at their agent's line, which you can also find the number there at the website. You also can bundle your homeowners and or your condo and or your renter's insurance over there. And in doing such, that'll save you another bunch of money. And I've actually done that with my homeowner's policy, and I'm very happy about being able to do that because it did save me a bunch of money, and I was happy to be able to have that happen because it was a surprise. It was a surprise to me because I really didn't know when I did it a couple years ago how much it would save me, but it was significant. So I'm happy as a lark when it comes to that. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
A great day in the neighborhood. Listen, we had strange one, Fauci's little buddy, Frenchie, Karine Jean-Pierre, bring him to the game yesterday, bring him to the dance to do his last, I guess, press conference, right? Is that what that was?
Correct. It was his swan song.
And how did that work out?
Well, there were several members of the press that wanted to ask him questions. The most significant question they were attempting to ask is, what is the basis and how did this virus start? where was the beginnings? And Karine Jean-Pierre would not allow any of the members of the press to ask any questions. So it got very contentious because they were shouting some questions, and she refused to call on anybody. And she said he was a guest, and, you know, he had to leave, and you're cutting into his time, and so forth and so on. So she got real nasty, real snippy with the members of the press. And, of course, no questions were asked of Fauci. So it did not go well. So she was running, you know, a cover for Fauci. And, you know, shame on her. That's what the press is there for, regardless of who wants to ask the question or how they do it. But she gained control and got mad and just cut everybody off. Shame on her.
Yeah, exactly. And she's becoming the irrelevant object in the room, has for quite some time. But I don't know. I don't see what... I guess they're afraid to get rid of her, is what it is.
Well, I don't think anybody else wants the job, to be honest with you.
Well, I know Jen Psaki didn't. And by the way, they... The judge somewhere along the line ordered her to testify in a trial that she's involved in.
Well, that is the case is a matter of the conspiracy and collusion between the White House and social media telling them what posts and information that users put on social media to block them. So this was coming from the White House, which, you know, private companies can censor all they want. It's not against the law, but the government can't.
Right.
So she didn't want to testify. She objected to the subpoena and ended up in court, and the court said, no, 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 you have to. So she's not happy.
Now, Boris Johnson, who was the former prime minister in England, couple back, I guess, has now come out and told the British government that he believes they should send the Ukraine some of their older fighter jets to try to combat the drones so they could fly up there and take the drones down, shoot them down. What do you think?
I'm fine with that.
Well, I am too.
You know, from a defense system, you know, Zelensky has said for a long time they can't control the skies. And with what is happening in Ukraine, what they're uncovering, continue to uncover, is it's modern day disaster. It's genocide.
Now, we heard yesterday that Beijing, China, had shut down their amusement parks, their city parks, their fun parks where the families and the kids go and all that sort of stuff. We also heard that Shanghai had tightened the entry on their COVID fears because everybody's afraid now that they have another bout coming in China.
Well, there's also a sizable protest among the workers that work in the iPhone factories over there.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have this pending rail strike that's going to happen here in the United States. So between now and Christmas, I would argue, ladies and gentlemen, because of what is happening in China and what is about to happen here in our supply chain for transportation when it comes to our rail system,
mm-hmm.
we're going to have a crisis, and I mean a sizable crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And that into itself. Now, we also, I wrote an article many months ago that we were going to have a critical situation here when it came to prescription drugs and even over-the-counter drugs, because 90% of that we have here in the United States comes from China. We're seeing shortages of several types of medications already, including antibiotics. So we're not coming into a good period. And I don't think that, you know, this Biden administration could care less. You know, they've got Pete Buttigieg. I don't know what he's going to do about this rail strike.
Run for president.
Right. So just brace for impact, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, because what people don't understand is that the railroads begin where the ships that bring those containers over stop. When they come to the ports out west, they load those containers right onto trains. They don't all go by truck. They load them right onto trains, and they take them east. They've got a what's called a 72-hour train that runs them to, over to the east coast to get them to the big terminals there where they can get them on the ground and get the trailers delivered. It takes about a week once they hit the ground to get delivered over this way. Unless they come direct out of the port, then they can do it in 2 to 3 days for some of that just-in-time freight. But they've really got that screwed up right now.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Okay. Teachers union. Gee, I wonder who that could be. The teachers union head has said that Mike Pompeo is trying to be a GOP extremist with all his complaints about the teachers this and the teachers that. No, he's being a realist. He's telling the truth.
Well, I mean, he's the most recent voice that is talking about the consequences of the teachers' unions over the parents and over the students. This is not a new phenomenon by a long stretch, but it's one that's gotten exponentially worse since all things COVID. And Pompeo has every right to say whatever he is going to say. The teachers' unions are not very happy about it, but too bad.
Well, that's all true. And finally, the AARP in Georgia, which leans to the left, has done a poll. And in that poll, they find out that the seniors prefer Herschel Walker to Senator Warnock. However, Warnock is leading with the younger crowd by about 2 points.
Yeah, well, I'm seeing an awful lot. I'm getting an awful lot of emails from various organizations that are, you know, pushing very hard for Herschel Walker. So we got, what, 2 weeks for that vote?
Yeah, December 6th.
Where it goes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I only hope that Herschel can do it and we can get the vote turned out. And of course, they just got the Saturday vote installed there. They just got a court to say, yep, you can go ahead and vote on Saturday, because they were trying to cut down on the extra day's voting. And they said, well, it's only one day. It's Saturday. Well, we'll see. We'll see. All right, here comes the music in my ear. It means I got to let you go. We will talk tomorrow on the Radidio.
Yes, sir.
Have a good day. Thank you very much. And, of course, tomorrow, of course, is Turkey Day. Yep, I'm here. Me and the bird. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along with our military and veterans news segment.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News.
If you're behind on hitting the road for the holiday, you may be in luck. The busiest travel days during Thanksgiving week are usually Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday after the holiday. This year, the Federal Aviation Administration expects Tuesday would be the busiest travel day, with roughly 48,000 scheduled flights. Experts say many people will start holiday trips early or return home later than normal because they'll spend a few days working remotely, or at least telling the boss that's what they're doing. People plan to buy an average of 9 gifts this year compared with 16 last year, according to Deloitte Consulting's 37th annual holiday shopping survey of 5,000 respondents that was taken back in September. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Two locations to train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. We'll tell you where they're at after they get a chance to tell you about themselves. That's the National Aviation Academy. Check them out online, NAA.edu.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is right here in my backyard. It's in Clearwater, Florida. I'm over here in Tampa on the east side of Tampa Bay. They're over there in the southwest corner of Tampa Bay by the Clearwater St. Pete Airport. And then their main facility is down there at Ulmerton and US 19 in Pinellas County. But they've got the satellite, of course, at the airport. But they train men and women both to be aviation maintenance technicians. This is a career, ladies and gentlemen, that will make you a lot of money in a short period of time. You are basically your own boss. You can do what you want. You can work for who you want. You can work for a big company, an airline. You can work for a contractor. You can work as an independent operator, whatever you want to do. I mean, it's all there for you to do because there is a shortage of aviation maintenance technicians around the world. And yes, I said around the world. Now, if you get lucky enough to get a job outside the United States, you're talking about a six-figure salary right off the bat. Otherwise, it'll be $60,000, maybe $70,000 a year. If you apply yourself, you might be able to stretch that into $80,000 the first year or two until you gain some seniority. But a 40-hour week to them is nothing. You want to work 40 hours? Sure. But you want to work overtime? You're going to get plenty of that. You're going to get plenty of that. Now, the website to check out, first of all, is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. One more time, naa.edu on the website. Go over there, look at it, check out their campuses, check out their curriculum, check out what it is they do in Clearwater, Florida, and Concord, Mass., which is just outside Boston. Take a look and see what they do. And after you do that, give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call at that number, and you'll set yourself up for the career of a lifetime. Schedule a tour. Go to one of the campuses. Go to both of them. You know, if I wasn't sure which campus I wanted to go to, I'd take the tour at both of them. Here's why. You're going to be able to talk to students at each campus. You're going to be able to talk to faculty at each campus. And you're going to be able to talk to the people that handle the money for the loans. For if you're a GI, coming off the GI Bill or going on the GI Bill, just getting out of the service, or you're a veteran and you've still got GI Bill benefits, they'll get you set up, help you get set up with that. And then, of course, there's the civilian, the regular student loan stuff. And don't worry, if you're a GI and you've used your benefits for something different, you can still get the student loan and away you go. No problem there. And you are going to love, the National Aviation Academy. Because they are simply, in my opinion, and I've seen several schools now, they are simply the best trade school that I've seen, bar none, getting the job done and getting the people out there and getting them jobs right off the bat. I know several people, some of them listening to this radio show, that had a job with National Aviation Academy getting out of their program before they even had the diploma in their hand. They had a job. Of course, they had to have the diploma, successfully completed the course to be able to get the job, but still, they had it. They were ready to go. National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. Now, the United States Army wants a bigger military footprint in Southeast Asia, especially in the Philippines and Indonesia, which could mean more Army rotations with the key Indo-Pacific partner in the coming years. Now, as you know, at one time, we were very big in the Pacific. We had the huge base there, Subic Bay. And we were coming and going, coming and going, coming and going. They were a large mainstay of what we did here in the United States. And then things got turned around and twisted a little bit. We started to pay more attention on Europe and Southeast Asia, namely the Middle East, than we did what's going on over there in the backyard with China. Now, China is starting to spread their wings in a big way. So we have to be there to counter them. If not, they're just going to walk all over everybody, starting with Taiwan. And you know what's coming. You know what's coming. Now, a bipartisan group of some 60 House lawmakers is urging the Defense Department to restore full housing allowance payments immediately in light of the increasingly financial pressures on military families, with rents continuing to go up. By the way, in most cases, the rents go up, no warning. You find out next month your rent's going to cost you X amount of dollars. That's not enough time to really get yourself prepared. But again, it is what it is. You reap what you sow, right? So let's see what we can do to help them. And I mean, seniors are in the same boat. Those people that don't have a home, or maybe they're living in an apartment, or maybe they're living in a mobile home park, and your lot rent keeps going up. Well, there's a limit to what they can raise things to. You know that. I know that. So, for what it's worth, not that it's going to go down anytime soon, but most of you have a homeowners association where you can just have a meeting and say, look, here's the deal. Stop the nonsense. We have to live within our means. You live within your means. Quit raising the lot rents. See what they say. Now, do you remember the assault ship, the Bonhomme Richard, that had the fire while it was in on dry dock and pretty much destroyed the ship? Remember that? Well, the Navy last week released records from the Admiral's mass disciplinary hearings that were held late last year in connection with the 2020 fire aboard the amphibious assault ship Bonhomme Richard. Wasn't pretty. Wasn't pretty. This guy that was accused of doing this, who apparently was relieved of his command, or relieved of, not command, relieved of all charges. They found out that maybe it wasn't quite what they thought it was. And they had the wrong person, and they went after another person. I mean, do you talk about being screwed up? You talk about being screwed up. That was the classic example. They went after the first person, and even though the first person had problems, they might not have done everything that they said they did. By they, I mean the Navy. Now, 4 months after military officials picked a modified crop duster as America's newest counter-terror plane, U.S. Air Force Special Operations Command is working to answer a crucial question, and that is, how do you fly it? Have you ever seen the crop duster planes, the way they fly? They'll basically fly over a field. They'll get their line of sight set up the way they want to do it with the spraying. They'll come in over the top of a highway and literally drop right on top of the field at about 25, 30, 35, 40 feet. And away they go, up and down, up and down, up and down, till they're done. Quite something to watch. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right up right after these messages here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Have yourself a great Wednesday morning if you got to go. Otherwise, stay tuned. Come on back with us.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always a...
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I will take it right away. Before I get to our special guest, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com is his website. I need to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealership on North Florida Avenue, right beside the Moss Nissan dealership, right there on North Florida Avenue, here in Tampa. Now, it shouldn't be amazing to you, because you've heard me tell you the story for a number of years about Moss Nissan, but they get customers from all around the country, and they come here for a couple different reasons. Number one, the You Serve, You Save program, where all active military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, fire, police, sheriff, state police, security officers, and church pastors too, get a great deal on your new or certified pre-owned vehicle at Moss Acura. Now, they also have the program called Moss Care, which gives you free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. As long as you got it, that's what you're going to get. Now, combine those two together, and you tell me somebody that's doing something like that. They aren't. They aren't. They just are not. So check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And see what you can do. See what they can do for you and what you can do. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. Okay, joining us right now up there in the frozen tundra of New York and Long Island, we've got our friend Chris Markowski. Now, you said it's cool, but it's not terrible.
No, I mean, it's you know, it's not wet out, so it's nice and clear. It's a little chilly, but, you know, at least nice and clear. Get a little sun today so you can go out and enjoy it.
Now, yesterday, Kevin McCarthy was on the border with Mexico, where it was narrow enough you could throw a rock across the river to the Mexican side, and I do mean that literally. And there you had all these camps, tents and all that stuff over in the Mexican side where you can see the people were living right there. And he made a couple of brazen statements, which I have no problem with at all. Number one was Mayorkas. They want him to come and explain why he can't enforce the rule of law on the border. And this guy's an attorney. And they've also threatened him with impeachment for not being able to do his job. Now, I really think he's going to have to quit for whatever reason, but I'd love to see him get impeached, because the guy is nothing more than a mouthpiece for a program via Washington and the Joe Biden administration that is not working.
The point, I mean, he was the guy that was hired by Joe Biden. It's just Joe Biden's policies. It's not
right.
Policies. I mean, he's just doing what he's told to do. I mean, if he didn't like the policies, he can always resign. I mean, you've had government officials not like policies and up and leave, you know, throughout history. I mean, Paul O'Neill with George W. Bush, Treasury Secretary, and there's been countless others. But, blame Mayorkas. I mean, he's just the mouthpiece for the Biden administration. There's obviously no real desire to do much, and this is where the states are going to have to do it on their own, quite frankly, and handle the situation, you know, like I would do, National Guard, do what's necessary. You want to, have people come in and, you know, fine, ship them up to the sanctuary cities and states.
What'd you hear this?
Put them on Amtrak, for crying out loud. You can fill up train loads of people and send them up.
What'd you hear this? More than 15 Republican-led states have asked a federal judge to keep in place the pandemic-era rule known as Title 42. But they have all said, look, we got a problem here. We got illegals that are coming through our state. And these aren't all border states. And they're saying, we got to do something. We got to keep the pressure up. We got to do something. And when you talk about what was done with enforcement, Texas, Governor Greg Abbott, kudos to him. Do you know what an M113 is?
M113, is that a gun?
No. It is an armored personnel carrier. Some people might confuse it as being a small tank, but you can carry up to 10 people inside it, and they're going to start patrolling the border in certain areas with those things. Number one, because they're being shot at, and these are bulletproof. And number two, because they can go just about anywhere you want them to go when you're chasing the bad guys.
Well, chasing the bad guys, you got to probably be chasing, you know, you got to chase the smugglers.
That's true. That's true.
After, there's so much money being made with the, you know, the human trafficking that it's just going to continue. It's just a business. What's the real repercussions? They don't care about the people, whether or not they die along the way. They get their money, and maybe they'll, you know, have them, you know, take some fentanyl across the border. The whole thing is just, you know, it's a disaster, and there's nothing done about it. It's still extraordinary to me. Again, I would be stepping it up to an even greater degree. If I was Abbott in Texas, I'd National Guard, do what's necessary. And shut it down. Like I said, use Amtrak. You know, fill up train loads of people and send them to New York and send them to places, these sanctuary cities, and let them deal with it there.
Right. Well, they'll still continue to send people there. Trust me when I tell you that, and other places too, for that matter. But when it comes to protecting our Texas DPS and our Border Patrol and this, that, and the other, there were, and you probably did not hear about this, but Denise Simon and I talked about this in this past hour here. There were three Border Patrol agents assigned to the border that committed suicide last month. Three.
I don't know. It's terrible to hear stuff like that. Obviously, we have a high rate with ex-military as well. I mean, what was the reasoning? It's just, was there any reason why they were saying this? Is it above normal, or I don't know
we don't know what normal is, but the reason was because they couldn't stand the stress of doing their job anymore. I mean, they just can't do their job. They can't defend themselves. They're not supposed to, if they get swung at this, that, and the other, they're not supposed to swing back, supposed to use a limited amount of restraint. I couldn't do that job because if somebody swung at me, I'd deck them. I mean, if I'd hit them with a club, I'd hit them with a club.
Yeah, you got to know what field you're getting into and make sure it's right for you. And, you know, if you're not able to handle something, you probably should quit.
Yep. And, of course, a lot of these guys are getting shot at, and that'll make you a real believer real quick. They walk along the border doing a patrol, or they drive along in a vehicle, and all of a sudden, kaboom, they get a bullet through the windshield. That really wakes you up real quick.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially that noise. When you hear that noise that it makes and it hits that windshield, it's like a bomb going off inside your cab.
I mean, again, you know, you're dealing with, you got to match equal force with these, who you're dealing with these cartels. I mean, you're dealing with the people that are capable of an extraordinary amount of violence. So, you better be able to match what they're doing.
Now, you're the money guy, so I got to ask you a question. The leader of the largest U.S. business lobbying group on Tuesday called on Congress to intervene in an ongoing railroad labor standoff that threatens to idle shipments and shut the railways down across America of our food, our fuel, and other supplies, costing billions of dollars of damage to an already struggling nation.
Yeah, it looks like Biden didn't solve that train problem like he said he did prior to the election. No, it hasn't been solved. And, I don't know what's going to happen next time if the government's going to step in and actually deal with this and almost have to handle it like Reagan handled the air traffic controller situation because it would be, very, very inflationary, not good for the economy at all.
You remember what he did when they did that to begin with?
What's that?
Do you remember what Reagan did with the air traffic controllers when he
fired everybody?
Yeah, he fired everybody, and he said, if you want to come work for us and start over again, we'd be happy to consider you. And then he added military people in there. He put National Guards people and whatnot in there to do the job. They can do the same thing here with the trains if they have to.
Yeah, I mean, you can't let them shut the country down.
No.
No way. I mean, this has happened. Throughout history, I mean, Teddy Roosevelt had a deal with the coal miners.
Okay, Mr. Chris, here comes the music. That means I got to talk to you tomorrow, but we'll still be talking about some of these same things, and I'm going to be real curious to find out what the heck goes on down along that border because it's only going to get worse.
Tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. You're taking a day off because you're going to gobble. I'm going to be talking. All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. The watchdog on Wall Street. He's going to be turkeying it up. I'm going to be talking it up right here, live on the radio.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.